Hello, everyone. My name is Ray.
And I'm Emily, and this is the Revisiting Podcast.
In this podcast, we revisit and take a look back at some things that we used to love and see if they still hold up.
In this episode, we'll be going over musicals, specifically Broadway musicals and off-Broadway musicals, basically not musicals that are on TV.
Yes. So, episode, you know that I am not a Disney person. I don't know a lot about Disney, but what I do know a lot about is musicals and musical theater.
That's true. She's heard a lot more musicals than I have.
So for this episode, we're just going to... Oh, you want to go ahead?
No, you can go.
Oh, cool. So we're just going to go through some of the musicals that we've seen and talk about what we thought it was going to be like and if there's any differences. And we're just going to discuss it.
I'm super excited about this one because I've been listening to some musicals literally since I was like 4 or 5, and I had like an iPod and would just listen to them. So this is very exciting. I guess let's start with Wicked, because you've heard Wicked, right?
Yes.
Right, but you haven't seen it?
Right.
So I had the opportunity to see Wicked in 2019, and it was so different than what I thought it was going to be like. Again, I've been listening to Wicked since I was probably 4 or 5. And in my mind, I was building a completely different world than what I saw on stage. And it was so cool to see the differences.
That does sound really interesting.
My sister always laughed because she didn't realize that, like, Nessa was in a wheelchair. She thought that she was just in a chair.
Oh, I didn't know either.
Exactly. It's like, wow, there are some things that you just don't click. So, it was really fascinating. The stage was absolutely beautiful. I had to teach long before 2019. I don't remember what year. Probably 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. When I went to, experience.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really cool. So, that's my experience. And then I also saw Matilda on Broadway, and I was actually very disappointed in that.
Oh, really?
Which, I felt bad being disappointed in it, but they did cast just children, and some of the kids weren't that good at acting.
Well, yeah.
When I saw it.
Yeah.
But the music was still really good. I absolutely love the music from Matilda.
Matilda's very, very pretty. I haven't listened to all of Matilda, but from what I have heard, I do like it.
Yes, it's a really good musical. And then another musical I saw was The Prom. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what that is, it's about this girl who wanted to take her girlfriend to high school to prom, and she lived in Indiana, and so they were like, no lesbians at prom. So then it kind of follows these like actors trying to help this teenage girl like save her prom, and it's really good. And I saw it with the original cast on Broadway.
I love when you get to see things with the original cast.
Yes, it makes it so, I don't know, memorable.
It just feels more like, I don't know, like, I don't want to say like unique, because every other cast has value, of course. It's just when the voices, at least for me, match the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's really nice. And it was a really cool set. I didn't actually like the musical that when I listened to it before I saw the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that happened with a lot of people. So like my sister, Olivia, listen to the musical, and she's like, I just don't understand why you like this. I'm like, no. If you saw it, you would really like it.
Yeah, because I listened to it, and I've liked one song. Like, I'll listen to one song, but it wasn't my thing. I think if I saw it, I would feel differently.
Yes, it really makes a lot more sense once you have the in-between of the songs.
Yeah.
And it all locks into place. Let me see. I think the only other... The only other one that I saw on Broadway was Aladdin, and that was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I'm laughing because of my extreme knowledge of Aladdin.
Yeah, I when I tell you that I have seen Aladdin in all of its forms, I am completely honest. I saw Aladdin on Broadway. I've seen Aladdin on Disney cruise ships. I've seen Aladdin at Disney. I've seen Aladdin performed at high school like plays. Oh, I've seen it in every form. I've seen the cartoon, the live action. And I have to say that the Broadway one was very interesting. It's
really
it's interesting because it's so different from the way that they did it on the Disney cruise.
That is really cool.
I like seeing, you know, how and the Jafar costume changes were so different than the ones on the cruise. And I think that they were much better on the on Broadway, but I really enjoy the ones on the cruise too.
That's so cool.
That's my Broadway experience.
So I grew up not really listening to a lot of musicals, but I got into them in high school. Like, I really into them. So the first musical I saw was Something Rotten, which is the title. And yeah, that makes sense. It was about Shakespeare, and it was really, really good. I loved it. I'm not going to go too into them, except for the ones that I have stories about. And then I saw Avenue Q, which is a very interesting show, to put it mildly.
I have not even heard, heard the music from that.
It's about puppets, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okie dokie.
It's not child friendly.
Okay.
So I then that was when we visited New York, and then I went back in 2019, and I saw Hamilton, which was so good. So when you go to a Broadway show and you're blind, I didn't call ahead because I didn't know this was an option, but they saw me and they saw my cane, and they showed me to an accessible restroom, which doesn't sound like a really big deal, but because for me, I have a really hard time in crowds because I can't tell, you know, which direction I'm supposed to go because I can't hear. My hearing gets thrown off, and then my sense of balance gets thrown off. It's a whole thing. So they showed me to a more private, accessible restroom. And then they gave me, like, a little headset that I could wear. And it was with audio descriptions. I know for some productions, they have someone reading the descriptions in real time with the show. For others, it's pre-recorded. I don't know what they used for this one. But it described all of the lighting and the choreography and the actors blocking and just everything that you would be missing when you can't see. And that was amazing. I've never, ever, ever been able to experience a show like everyone else before. And just the fact that I was able to like laugh at the same time everyone else laughed at a visual joke, again, really small, but like that meant a lot to me that they were like realized it. And it was also at that show when I stage doored for the first time. So like you wait outside and you like meet the actors. And I met Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. And Hamilton, if you're single, you can reach out to me, man. Just saying. And then that same weekend, I saw Be More Chill, which I have kept up with, like, when it was a baby on the internet in 2016, and, I got to see it on Broadway when it came, and it was so, so good. I actually called ahead this time, and it got a description box. They knew I was coming, and my favorite memory was actually not from the show. It was from stage during the show. So we stood outside, and this lady comes out, and she's like, George Salazar, who plays Michael in the show, he's resting his voice, so he can't really talk, but he can come out and take a picture with you. And I saw him, and I accidentally like slammed my hand into his shoulder because I couldn't see where he was. Go me. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm blind, I can't see you. And he said, oh, because he wasn't allowed to talk, but he looks at me and he's just like, oh, it's okay. So I would know where he was. And then he showed me where the camera was, and he counted down from three. And he told me, like, he was like, I can't talk, but I wanted you to know where I was. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Aww.
So I love theater so much. I don't know if you can tell. I've seen a few other shows, like, not on Broadway, but not, like, off-Broadway, but, like, local productions. And I've also listened to my fair share of musicals, so I can talk about this for a long time.
That is literally so sweet, though, what they did at Hamilton. Like, that must have been, like, amazing.
Oh, it was really fun. Because before, this poor man, if you're listening, I'm not mad at you, I promise. So, you know, in Hamilton, there's, like, an outline of him, like, holding up, I think it's a sword, and he's standing on a star. It's a silhouette, like a half star. So I stood in front of it and, like, adopted the same pose, but I was holding up my cane.
Yeah.
And I was getting a picture, and I could hear this man just go, why is that girl holding up a pole? Why does she have a pole? And then, like, 2 seconds later, I heard him just sound so sad. He's like, it's her cane and she's blind. I'm so stupid.
Oh.
I was like, oh, no, man, it's okay.
Oh, that's sad.
I know, but I love theater. I love everything about it. They're so inclusive. Just about, like, they want everyone to enjoy it, and you can tell.
Yeah. That's real. I think that's really magical. That is something that theater is so into, is like the inclusivity.
Yeah. Like, it's beautiful.
I think that you would enjoy a lot of the productions they put on a Disney cruise, because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that they do have the like the audio visual headset mm-hmm. thing. I'm pretty sure they do, because I feel like I remember seeing signs, but again, I have a really bad memory. But they're really cool about, like, almost every play has a, like, joke about another, like, movie, especially if you go see Aladdin. Mm-hmm. The genie only references, like, he'll make so many references about, like, other movies, like, Disney movies, other Disney plays. It's so fun.
That does sound really fun.
Yeah. And the great thing is a lot of those jokes aren't even visual, so that he's mm-hmm. just telling jokes about, like, other movies and plays and stuff, and it's really fun.
That is really cool. I remember, I forgot this show, and I was talking about the ones I've seen. I saw What's on This Island, which is, like, a retelling of The Little Mermaid, and it was in a round, so, like, a round theater, and the entire set was made to look like an island, to the point where they had a live goat named Sparky, and oh my gosh. I got to pet him and feed him a turnip, and he was very cute. So I loved that, because firstly, like, yes, it was, the set was visual, but they went into it. Like, they had, like, different, like, smells they would waft out throughout the show. Like, mm-hmm. when it was storming, they would make it smell like an ocean. Like, so you could enjoy it that way, too.
That is really cool.
And, of course, the live goat made it better.
Of course. It's a live goat.
Named Sparky.
Exactly. What's better than that?
Nothing.
Exactly. I actually missed out on the opportunity to see this play at like the Fox, which is like a local, I don't even know, it's like a professional theater, a local mm-hmm. professional theater. It's not really local to me, but you know, it's in the state. And I missed out on the opportunity to see Come From Away because I went to camp, and it was really funny because while I wasn't seeing Come From Away, I was seeing, like, another play on Broadway. I want to say that's when Come From Away was, is during the camp. It was either that or I was with a friend, but I'm pretty sure it was while I was at camp.
Yeah.
And I was so upset, though, because Come From Away is such an incredible play, and I really wanted to see it.
I've heard really good things about it, and I was telling you before, that's one of the musicals that I just haven't gotten around to listening to yet for really no reason. I just haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really want to.
See, it's a great musical, but it makes me cry every time. So I cannot, like, listen to it while I'm driving, because I'll literally just start sobbing and I can't see.
Yeah. I cry when I listen to Rent. There are two specific moments that just make me sob.
I haven't listened to Rent. The only song I know is, like, you know, the 525,600 minutes.
Whatever. Yeah, the gospel-y song.
Yeah, that's the only song that I know.
I can sing all of Rent. I'm not going to, but I could if you wanted
that would make,
to.
That would make this episode much longer.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, I had a lot of fun discussing the Broadway musicals and hearing your experience versus my experience.
I know, me too. I love learning about different shows.
Yes. And now I have a bunch on my to-listen-to list.
Yes, I can give you more, don't worry.
Okay, just tell me all. Just text me all of them.
Okay, will do.
And we will put the plays that we mentioned in here. We'll put that in the description, so if you want to go listen to those but you forgot the exact thing that we said, you can go check that out.
Yeah, of course. And also in the description, we will have our socials linked, so make sure to go follow us there.
And we will see you next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.